The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, if Nuka Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final, I'll put some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7, WTBR-FM, Pittsfield 88.1 for the USBR. Lee, Jesse, and Mike here on Bird's Eye View. Hank is weirdly quiet to begin this one. We'll see what happens. He's making noise, though, so, you know, he's got to fill his role somehow. I need to give an update because I think I mentioned this at a previous stop. On our journey here, there's a ton of dishes in my sink, and I will do them today, and usually it's an irritating thing because you have to do your dishes, and it's beautiful, because for almost 2 full weeks, I wasn't able to do that, and it's like, this is what I lost, right? So Mike knows this, so...
I do dishes as well. Oh, yes. No, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
No, two Thursdays ago.
I've been aware of your
Yeah,
your,
two Thursdays ago, it's like an hour before I have to go out and cover something, and the sink is, I'm doing dishes, and, you know, the sink isn't draining, which kind of an important ability for a sink to have. Hmm. And I try and unscrew the pipe underneath, and I can't get one part of it off. Text Mike and he's like, yeah, I got the tool. I'm like, okay, cool. So then Friday I'll do that. And then Mike's game went to double OT or whatever. It's like, all right, can't really blame him.
It's Friday, yeah.
And
yeah,
so then Saturday before he has to go off to cover something, he drops me off his some of his pliers and can't get it off. So then I get a snake and a plunger and I go at it for like 2 hours. No dice. So then I contact management. So that's a Saturday. So then go to Tuesday. Plumber gets there. He removes a small clog.
Mm-hmm.
Then he spent like 2 hours. I'll give him credit. He put the work in. He enters the pipes from a different angle, not just from where my sink is. And he removed like a piece of a metal chain from a snake. So I guess a previous tenant had a clog. Their snake broke and they just left it in there and didn't say anything. And then
stuff just getting caught
right
on that, yeah.
And it was still clogged.
Mm.
I live above a pizza place, and
mm-hmm.
So he goes down there, and he's like, there's more down there. So he's like cutting out sections of pipe over a couple of days to get it out from there. I'm still clogged. So fast forward like 6 days after this, we get to Sunday, and I'm like, all right, I'm contacting management because, like, you know, I guess the guy's doing work, but it's not working. So then Monday, they send me a message unbidden, like, this is still a problem, right? Yeah, it's still a problem. So they bring somebody else in, different plumber. He comes, then to look at the thing. And then he's like, we'll be back Tuesday to fix it. So Tuesday, they come to fix it. And I did have a minor, as the kids would say, crash out.
Hmm.
I ranted in my phone to several people for a minute because as they were fixing it, telling me they were fixed, it was still clogged, and then they didn't put the pipe underneath the sink back properly, so it was leaking. It's like, how do I have a clog and a leak at the same time? How is this even possible? So yeah, that was fun. But knocking on wood, they did fix it. They pulled out 3.5 feet of ice from like the pipe that drains from where my sink is, which is insane, because like the pipe that leads my apartment goes through a staircase that's like not insulated.
Okay.
This, there's a valve there that
Smart.
Doesn't need to be there, so over time it clogged, that caused, you know, water to build up, and then it's 5 degrees for a week, and so then yeah, it froze, and yeah, they said there's like 3.5 feet of ice, so.
Holy cow!
It's
okay.
Yeah, I no longer have to do dishes in the bathroom sink or the tub. Which is like the little things that you took for granted, right?
Sinks, sure, yeah.
Working sinks, a sink large enough to like fit something in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, it's now it's like, all right, well, I can. It's a chore, but I can actually do the chore, and it's not like scary to do the chore. So yeah, that's where we're at. I don't know. You, no frozen pipes on your end?
No. I believe pipes have all been pretty good. I replaced a water heater in the basement over the spring. Spring? Yeah, because I was at the state track and field championships while I was conversing with a plumber over the text message and said, he said, how early can I get there tomorrow? I said, well, my parents are there, so go whenever.
As early as you can.
That
was also
so my
aggravating
basement
with the
flooding.
That was also aggravating. You know, I get the messages like, they're going to be here between 10 and 2.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, well,
yeah.
That's a four-hour gap there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it's going to take them a few hours when they're there, so it's like I'm just kind of blocking out like 6 hours of my day.
Yep, just kind of hang around.
Yeah. Yep. I wanted to make the social media video, but I guess I won't.
I'll do it for states.
Yeah, I'll do it for states. That's a good lead-in. So, like I said, welcome back to Bird's Eye View. Now that I have that off my chest, we can talk about what we're supposed to be talking about.
Hmm.
Brackets are out. Western Mass is out. We had a huge game last night. I'll get to that in a second. But speaking of states and speaking of ice, Mike, you were at the Nordic Ski Championships, which is also very appropriate given that it's the Winter Olympics.
Americans
have been doing pretty good. Thankfully, no one had a Lindsey Vonn incident, so we're very, very grateful for that. Be tough to do that at Nordic, but you never know.
Yes.
No figure skating, unfortunately. I know
the
American
weekend.
Team's killing it.
Bay State game, actually, Bay State games figure skating is this weekend up at Williams College.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So never mind. We can have
some. We got a full slate. Christmas Brook and Pittsville Figure Skating Club skaters will be there kind of all weekend.
Or are we going to get Alyssa Leo or Ilya or any of them?
You're throwing names at me. What are these names?
Ilya M something.
Are these the Olympians?
These are Olympians.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not up on my... I was actually having the conversation with my wife the other day. Like, how many U.S. Winter Olympians can you actually name? I think I could get to like 15 to 20, but they would all be snowboarders, skiers.
That is your cup of tea.
And hockey player. I feel like, you know, if you know the hockey players,
you're
kind of golden.
Yeah,
that's a big team. But
I'll say Mikhail Schifrin's off the bat right there.
Yes. That would be one.
The local connection.
Yes.
Nordic.
Yes.
Yeah, Nordic.
There's a local connection there in that the head coach of this cross country ski kind of renaissance for the United States is a, Berkshire County native, Matt Whitcomb, went to Wakona High School. So kind of cool to see. Yeah, the men just finally got a medal. The women have gotten medals for a couple years now. So cool to see there. But a repeat sweep, kind of business as usual somewhat for the Mount Greylock Nordic teams, which have they both won last year. They both win this year. It's three straight for the girls. The boys had a run interrupted 3 years ago now by Newton South, but they popped back last year and kind of dominate this year and won an individual title. They did not win the individual title last year. That was Wakona's Fritz Sanders, whose little brother, Bo Sanders, finished runner-up Tuesday.
Going to the family.
Yep. So Patrick Holland is the individual boys state title winner. He leads, I want to say it was four guys in like the top 12. And then the girls, I think, had four in the top 16. So they kind of just had this insurmountable depth. On the girls' side, Brookline, who finishes second overall, had the 1-2 finishers individually. So you'd think that that's like insurmountable lead to overcome when you go 1-2 at a state championship meet, and it just wasn't there. Their fourth finisher was somewhere in the 50s, so they just didn't have the depth that Greylock had. Greylock's Lauren Miller finishes third overall. On the girls' side, I believe Josie Bay was fifth overall, and
we should say, so on the boys' side, this is a repeat for Greylock.
Yes.
And on the girls' side, this is a three-peat.
Three-peat, yes. Third straight. Hey. Third straight for the girls. This one was probably a little more... The past 2 years have been kind of, I don't want to say unexpected because they are Greylock, but throughout the league season, you kind of saw them like jostling for position. Like, they weren't winning league races the past 2 years every week, you know? I think it's just, once the numbers get bigger, same deal with cross-country running, once the numbers get bigger and you have four, five, six girls, or boys who can kind of pack together and who are above average, call it. The everyone else's numbers just get so astronomical that you wind up winning.
it becomes
a numbers and depth game, and Greylock has those in spades.
I think it's also just a credit to the level of skiing that is in the Berkshires. And it's like, okay, so you're jostling for position in Berkshire County, but if Berkshire County is the best ski league in the state,
last year,
like,
Greylock
right, well.
Amherst went 1-2. Yeah, so it is a Western Mass kind of Mohawk, I believe, was tied for third yesterday on the girls' side. It's also like, yeah, it's a cultural thing. The fun story I found out was that the Brookline winner, Lee Nydeck, she grew up in the Berkshires. She lived in Lee until second grade. She grew up skiing at Notchview.
Okay. So they needed to come here to be, you know.
So she kind of got her start in Nordic out here, lived in Lee for a while. Moved to Brookline. She did spend last year up at Stratton Mountain School, or two years ago up at Stratton Mountain School. And came back. Her older brother just graduated from Williams, skied on the Williams College ski team. Her dad skied on the Williams College Nordic team. Berkshire, yeah, it's what you do out here.
They had to get one
extent,
to
yeah.
even to become close. To
yes,
the,
yeah, they had to poach, I guess.
But yeah, I mean, like,
it.
So 2026, Greylock boys win. 2025, Greylock boys win. 2024, Newton South wins. Before then, 2023, 22, there was nothing in 21. So 23, 22, 2020. Greylock all wins. That's three in a row.
Greylock, this was their 12th since 2010.
Yeah. Then they had I believe that's 12 in a row since 2000, from 2006 to 2017. So that's
probably,
12 state championships in a row. Greylock girls won something like 3, 5, 9 in 11 years. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, these are the best programs in the state, and if you would like to race for second place, have at it.
Yeah, and it's that string now, it kind of, the familial nature of it is something that is popping up a lot. A lot of brothers and sisters have now won state titles either together or in succession after one another. So 3 years ago, Annie Miller was the top skier for Greylock. Young freshman sister Lauren Miller was on the team, and I'm placed in that race too. I believe she was their second finisher. Annie Miller graduates. Lauren Miller comes back the next year. She keeps winning. Their older brother, two older brothers, I believe, both won state titles, Corbin and Jaken Miller. So it's just a lot of a lot of familial. It's just in the culture of skiing up there. We did a really cool story with how they do their waxing. Yeah. Kind of got behind the scenes a little bit where Greylock kind of has the kids do it themselves. And they just kind of, that's just more of like, I'm sure a lot of them kind of did it growing up a little bit, but it just speaks to the learning nature of it and how it continues to grow.
You okay there, bud?
Yeah. Henry's backing out of the door.
Well, first I thought it was like leaning on, like, all right, he's, you know, he's like a West Side Story. He's leaning on the wall. He's looking cool. He's got, now he just ran into it backwards. Mm-hmm. Like, all right. You're prepping to be on the football team there? You know, you're shaking your head so early? All right. Oh, sorry, this is like a complete non sequitur. Have you seen those videos of that? Yep. Like, it's basically the Oklahoma drill as a league. The two people run into each other. Have you seen this?
They just do that in a league? Is
basically,
that what you're saying?
I think it's like Australian or New Zealand.
Oh, no.
It honestly, it scares me more than like boxing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just two people. If you've ever seen an Oklahoma drill it in football, it's two people on opposite sides at a certain distance. One has a ball, one doesn't. The person with the ball has to get through the person without the ball.
Okay.
And then the person without the ball has to tackle the other person.
Yes,
and
okay.
So, in football, it's just a very regimented drill that, you know, you'll learn how to tackle. You learn how to be tough, you know, in a one-on-one situation. It's very controlled, and you have pads on. This is literally just two people, and they are sprinting all out at each other and slamming in. I'm like, this is how you get brain damage. Sorry, completely not sequitur. Anyway, so that was state championships for skiing.
Crazy.
On Saturday, it's the Western Mass Wrestling Sectional Championships. That will be at Taconic, Mount Everett, Monument Mountain, and Greylock. They will all be competing. And, of course, Western Mass playoffs have begun this week for basketball. Next week, they'll start for hockey. McCann Hockey did wrap up an undefeated league season last night, 10-0. They had a win over East Hampton. Coach Matt Parise said Ben Harris, their goalie, was outstanding. Kept him in the game late because it was a 4-3 win, very, very close. East Hampton is the 2 seed in Class B. McCann's the 1 seed, so could be a, you know, a precursor to come for the Western Mass Final. But we'll talk some basketball. Huge, huge Pittsfield Taconic basketball news on deck. We will take a little break and be back with you shortly.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. WTBR, WSBR. Jesse and Mike here on the Bird's Eye View. We were talking Nordic State Ski Championships before. I was at an insane basketball game last night. Western Mass basketball tournament has begun. The Pittsfield girls are the number one seed in Class B. The Drury girls are the number one seed in Class C. The Hoosier girls are the number two seed in Class D. Then on the boys' side, Drury boys number one in Class C. Hoosick boys number one in Class D. And last night was the third round of an old rivalry, Taconic and Wakona boys. Wakona blew past Taconic earlier in the season this year. Won by like 25. Then they played late in the season, and it was a nail-biter. And Wakona won at Taconic 69-67. And so last night I go into the game in round three, where Wakona's up 2-0 in the series. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, Taconic might have this. And I remember I really have been thinking about what you and Dylan said, Mike, which is, has Wakona really improved since the beginning of the season? And I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, I think they knew who they were right from the jump. Mm-hmm. They were a fully formed, crystallized team. And some of the players were certainly better than they were last year. But they kind of just knew who they were. And when everyone else, like Monument's completely new, Pittsfield's completely new, Hoosick's very new, and Taconic's completely new, like, yeah, you're going to beat them. And so they beat a lot of teams that were not as good or were very new. And they lost to Drury, which was also had mostly returners and the best player in the county in Jorge Bond. And so then in the back half of the season, they're 2-5 in the last seven. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, and Dustin Belcher, the Wakona coach, said this half of the night, like, okay, three of those losses were in 4 days. Mm-hmm. You'll lose by 5 to Auburn on the road. You'll lose by 2 to Drury on a final shot that doesn't go. It's a little different. But even still, it's like, all right, well, maybe that's kind of who they are. They're a good team, and as everyone else got better, were they able to raise their game? And so last night, Wakona starts on a 9-0 run early in the game, and they're up, and they're leading for a lot of it. And Taconic and Bill Hafey said this after their huge win over Pittsfield and the war on the floor. We have composure now. You know, we didn't lose our poise, although they kind of did, because Quincy King almost had a tech called him. Tech called him on like early in the game. He scored on a layup, and then he was kind of yelling his head off, and he was very much flustered. Had to sit for the second quarter, and he did not start the third. He was a little out of it. And Wakona's Jake Wasik did have a tech called on him in the second quarter, and I'm there at half, like, are we going to fight? Because there's a lot of jawing, a lot of yelling. Mm-hmm. But One, Taconic's Charlie Driscoll was on a heater. Made four threes in a row. Hit six on the night. And Wakona never really put him down. Even when they had some good leads, they just couldn't quite build that double-digit lead.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the difference, because every time, like, you're going to do this, the offense kind of faltered a little bit. And as Dustin Melcher said at the game, we couldn't get a stop. And they couldn't get a stop when they needed to. And Evan Rocabruna and Quincy King are just really, really good at getting to the rack. And they scored. They made a lot of tough layups. And they start making the comeback. And, you know, I'll say the gym was weird. It was a good crowd, but it was a weird atmosphere. It wasn't the kind of, like, oh, this is a Western Mass game. This is Tacoma Conic. It didn't feel quite that kind of, like, juice that you would expect. It felt a little tense almost, a little nervous. I don't know why. And it got loud when Wakona made a bucket, and the Taconic section got loud when Taconic made a score. But it just, there was something, I don't know what it was. And sure enough, as Taconic starts making this run in the third quarter, they're all really loud. And Wakona's offense kind of, it seemed like they got a little confused. And Taconic just made a lot of really tough shots. The Wakona defense, I think, did a decent enough job. They just couldn't get the stops they needed. Taconic did a good job fighting for rebounds. Charlie Driscoll, Calvin Phillips, Evan Rocabruna. Kamaris Udoh, it's a guard, but he got like seven. He did a really good job of just jumping and getting up there. And then in the fourth quarter, they went on a 10-3 run. And all of a sudden, they're up at six. And that kind of was the difference in the game. And DeWitt hits two free throws. Quincy King missed a pair, which, like, that would have completely iced the game. Gave Wakona one final shot, and Taconic did an excellent job of defending the final shot. Clangs off. And so, yeah, Taconic was the seven seed, losing record. And they knock off Wakona, which is the two seed in Class B. And just an incredible basketball game, really close down the stretch, really close the whole way, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And now it sets up, because Pittsfield almost blew it against Frontier, but Pittsfield was the three seed, and they did, in fact, hold on to beat Frontier in overtime. And so we will get War on the Floor round three. Series is 1-1. It's going to be on East Street. I'm fired up. This is excellent. That game will be tomorrow. It's going to be a doubleheader again. Pittsfield girls are going to host their semifinal matchup, and then the boys will host Taconic. Last 2 years, Pittsfield and Taconic have met in the semifinals, but it's been at Taconic. And each time, Pittsfield has won. So now, once again, in the semifinals, we have War on the Floor, except this time it's at PHS. And so I'm very much wondering, can Taconic do what Pittsfield's done to them? And with the way both teams have been playing the last few games, I might be leaning towards Taconic.
The way Taconic has played really for 2 weeks now, almost three weeks now, they had that Sci-Tech game where they kind of had Sci-Tech heading into the fourth quarter. I saw them kind of, they should have, looking back on it now, they should have probably won that Hoosick Valley game, but they got down so big early and King had, you know, three fouls in 4 minutes to start the game and just got down too big because Aiden Wicks hit 8 three-pointers in the first half. I watched a couple plays towards the end of the game once I got caught up on the whatever your Instagram post. King just kind of, like, it was 58-58, and King just kind of went right by Aiden Hagmeier, who should probably be Wakona's, like, top perimeter defend, like, that's kind of what he's out there for. I know he had 16 points, but yeah, you said that was a career high. He's not out there to score.
I don't know if it was career, but it was season high,
whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. That was kind of jarring. That one made me feel good about, like, he looks like Deion Brown out there, and then he missed the two free throws to go to ICA, and I'm like, oh, no, you're not Deion Brown yet.
that was a tough one.
Tough finish for him. But
to your point,
an unreal drive, yeah.
To your point on Taconic, so you lose to Agawam 89-83, so that's a very close game.
Sure.
And then you lose to Hoosick, as you said, and that's 78-71, so that's a 7-point game. Then you beat Monument in Great Barrington.
Mm-hmm.
You lose by 14 to Sci-Tech. That's also on the road, and it seems like that was a close game going into the fourth quarter.
I want to say they were up going into the fourth, yeah.
And then you beat Pittsfield and you beat Wakona. So it's like, yeah, all right, you have three losses, but all three of those losses are single digits to good teams. And yeah, so they are definitely playing well. And yeah, Quincy King can just get inside. He split defenders multiple times to get to the basket. Evan Rockabuna does the same thing. He had this insane shot. Like, he was falling backwards, and he threw it over his head, and it somehow went in. was nonsense. King also
hit. He is like, perfect irrational confidence guy right now, coming off the Pittsfield game where he made some crazy shots as well. So yeah, seeing him do that in this one was, like, not surprising, but, like all right. Are you really that good, or is this just some crazy hot streak you're on right now?
Sure. Let him chuck it. Mm-hmm. And, King also had a nonsensical heat check. He was so far beyond the line. Did not make sense, but it landed, so, whatever. And Wakona was cold from three. Jake Wozniak is not a three-point shooter, and he was 3-for-3 to start the game. He hit four. Like, that was massive for Wakona's offense. But otherwise, Cooper Calvert's one of the leading three-point shooter in the county, and he, I think, made one and missed five or six. And it was just it just wasn't his night, and that's rare. And Wakona needed them. And so, yeah,
the Wakona thing is somewhat baffling. And
it is.
I don't know if, you kind of hit the midseason point and you just expected to be, all right, we're a Western Mass finalist, and then forgot that you're going to be in a tournament with the likes of these other Berkshire League teams, and none of them are going to be intimidated showing up to Wakona, because you're the outlier here. You haven't played in this. Taconic's been in these semifinals with Pittsfield. Pittsfield's been in the finals. Monument's won the last title. Wakona, I don't know. They just kind of missed it. At some point in the season, they didn't do what they needed to do, or they kind of fell asleep, and now you find yourself in a situation where you're heading into a D4 tournament where you have, I would imagine, it's a program that's been to a Final Four, but not this group. This group is now at risk of becoming kind of known for this. wound up being a .500 team last year, and did they miss Western Mass last year, or miss States, or something like that? And then wound up in both.
When they were sophomores, that was the Pat McLaughlin senior year. Pat McLaughlin 1,000-point scorer. They got upset at home in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They were, a 12 seed, and they got upset by 21 or 23.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't great. And then, as when they were all juniors, that was last year, they were an under 500 team, and they kind of became a prelim. They were in the prelims of D4. And they won that game and then went to the first round. They lost. And so, it's they have not won a round of 32 game as varsity players. And so I agree. This is, they were the 4 seed. Now they're probably going to be the 9 or 10 seed. And you're still going to get a home playoff game, but you better win it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be on the road after that. And so, it's definitely it's gut check time. And I would not be surprised if they play a non-playoff game. Because that's what Dustin Belcher alluded to, which is,
get the stink of this off of us.
Get a taste of this out of our mouths. The time off, is going to be very good because we're pretty banged up, so they'll get to get healthy. So, it's just this next week or so for Wakona is going to be instructive because you need to get your mind right, get your body right. You cannot linger on this, but you also have to figure out what went wrong because it's been going wrong the last 2 weeks. And the good news in a sense for States is even if there's everyone out east is a foreign power, they don't know you and everyone out here knows you, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
But they're also going to have new and unfamiliar schemes and players, and you're just that you've played some really close games this year and you lost a lot of them, and so you got to figure out how to nail down and do it.
Real quick, let me run through the rest of the tournaments.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
So Hoosick and Drury both had doubleheaders last night, both win the doubleheaders. They move into Friday. Hoosick has a doubleheader scheduled. Drury not yet because neither opponent, I believe, is known. Lee boys and girls both play tonight. Monument boys play tonight. Like you said, Pittsfield girls smoked their first round opponent. They will have the doubleheader 5:30 and 7 at Pittsfield High Friday. Wakona girls were I believe, only lost last night.
Yep.
They were on the road. And
Lennox girls tonight as well?
Lennox girls tonight. Lee boys and girls tonight, and Monument boys tonight, and Mount Everett won as well their home game, so they are still on track for that Hoosick matchup, but they will play a team that they've already beaten twice in Libertas Friday at 6:30 down in Sheffield.
And we will hopefully see you at all the action. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good rest of your week, and take